The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. So, what happened to all those stories about pollution in the waters around Rio that we heard so much about in the weeks before the Olympics? The stories seem to have disappeared, but the problems have not.
A waterfall of trash and sewage flows from the top of Jacinha, Rio de Janeiro's largest favela.
More after this from Charlie. In Brazil, they're called favelas. Here, we call them slums. They're congested cities built in the hills and are home to more than 11 million people. Once upon a time, they were no-go areas, run largely by drug gangs.
Wow.
But today...
Quite amazing, actually, to think about that you've got such a poor society living so close to a rich... But
today, you can actually go on organized tours of the favelas.
It's like a patchwork quilt, all connected.
And in Rio, we were more than 1,000 slums.
The houses are small and poorly built, but people have television, they have phones, computers, and will actually tell you living there is not that bad. Although sometimes school will be canceled due to a shootout. The one thing Brazil hasn't fixed, however, is what to do with all the waste. CBS's Jamie Yucas got a very different kind of favela tour.
Rivers of garbage flow around every corner.
All of that dirty water from the favela ends up here. And let me tell you, even 200 feet up, you can still smell a very foul odor.
The government promised that the Olympics would change things, but they haven't. And so it's up to individuals like surfer Marcelo Fadias, who is using social media to push the government to do something.
My hope is that someone or a company see what's happening and help us.
But in the meantime, the tourists stand amazed that so many people managed to live so close together.
I just admire them very much, and I'm glad I don't have to live there.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.